Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it. I'm super excited for this one because I feel like I'm amongst my peers. We have a couple of my favorite twin mom content creators, twinfluencers. I don't even know what you want to call us, but it is something, you know, we do all the things. We were just talking before I pressed record on how wild that we're all three here and making time for this, because as twin parents, I mean, Katie's in Australia, so like you're on a completely different time zone. We have like kiddos everywhere. Morgan's on like a vacation, and like the fact that we're all here right now and there's no little ones tugging at our little tails. We can't promise it throughout the entire video, but I appreciate you all for sure for being here. So I'm so excited. If you all have not followed these two mamas, they are great, great people to follow. Katie, I was going to say Hillier, but Mrs. Katie Bunton. She is now, you know, what I mean? she just got married to her long-term partner and father to her twins. She is a twin mom to two-year-old twin boys. Fun thing. She grew up in Canada, but now lives in Australia, raising the both of them, and is a full-time content creator, lifestyle motherhood. Katie is a fun follow. She also makes these great shirts that are very much about But it's like, I tell them about it. It's like your heart is full, or like, tell them like a little bit about the shirts. It's like your hands are full. My heart is full. Yeah.
Honestly, the shirts, it was like a joke between Harry and I for so long. I love you. You're the best. It was a joke between Harry and I for so long that I'm like, it would just be so many times people would say to me in a day, oh, wow, you have your hands full. And it never offended me or bothered me. It was just like, wow, I really need to just get that written on a t-shirt. Like, cause then like, I just, because of how much it was like a running joke. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do it and see what happens. And it was like a fun little like experiment.
I love it.
And yeah. And I put the heart hands on it because like, I didn't want it to be too like, you know,
intense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
didn't attitude. Yeah.
Yeah. Too much attitude. I wanted it to be like, it's also like our hands are full too. You know, our hands are full and our hearts are fuller. That was the vibe that I was going with.
Well, I love it. But such a great idea.
So many people got the joke and like, I loved that it took off a little bit.
I love it. I love it. And I love Katie's page because it's like a great combination of inspiration, tips, and the humor, and her husband's a thirst trap. So like, yes, always nice to see. Is Harry there? Tell Harry I say hey. What up, Harry?
He's actually here. I'm gonna take his shirt off and just come into
the just do that. You can just, the podcast is over, everyone. We're done.
I definitely exploit him more than the kids for sure. That's the goal.
I am totally here for it. And of course we have Morgan Kunze, who is one of my favorites. Morgan is a military wife, so kudos, because your husband is gone so much and you still happen to be an amazing mother creating awesome content. She was raised in Texas, lived in Japan for a stint, but now lives in Virginia, like me, but we're far away from each other. We don't live like near in each other in Virginia.
Wait, you're in Virginia?
I'm in Arlington, Virginia. Like,
how far is that?
I don't know. It's like, you're in Virginia Beach-ish, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's like 5 hours or six. It's like far. It's like the farthest away in Virginia. I know. I just knew that because of your beach stuff. I was like, I need to go to Virginia Beach, and I'm going to contact Morgan when I do. But anyways, sometime we will do that. And I love
Morgan. I do too. I want to go there too.
Yes, please. Let's like guys, all come out. So and, yeah, exactly.
I'll take you all out.
Yay. I love Morgan's page so much. Like Morgan, I feel like when I listen to your content, it's like I could fall asleep, not because it's like boring, but it's just like, I feel so calm. So Morgan does like lots of vlogs and lots of stuff on her everyday routines, like lifestyle. And it's just like, my anxiety is like, oh, it's fine. Morgan's just cleaning her house and I feel good. So or whatever, you know, all the things. But just a really great fun follow. So welcome, y'all. I'm so excited that you're here. So let's get into it. This is the conversation, y'all. We're going to be real. This is the conversation I would have loved to listen to, I think, in the start of our content creator journey. Like, I'm going to try and have that facilitate that type of convo. So let's do it. I think as moms, like, we're all like superheroes. And then I think twin moms, you're like an extra, extra superhero. And if you do a twin mom content creation, like, whoa, like, people are always like, how are you doing this? What are you doing? Like, how did you get into this? And so many of my followers, I asked my stories, like, what do y'all want to hear? Like, how did you start? What did this look like? How does this come into? So I know you guys have both boys, and at some point you'll get into the whole Marvel superhero series, but every superhero has like an origin story. So I figured what better way to talk about how we started than just telling everyone our origin stories about how we came into being twin mom content creators. Okay, Katie, would love to start with your origin story. How did you get into twin mom content creation life?
So basically, there's two streams here of how it happened. One was definitely by choice. And one was definitely there's also an aspect of just pure fluke and luck. So when I got pregnant with the twins, I was genuinely so overwhelmed. I'm sure you understand how that feels.
Yes.
And I was so like, does this even look in real life? I don't understand how I'm going to do this. So I was obsessively finding moms on Instagram, real moms, because I found that Google is a really scary place for someone pregnant with twins. And so I was trying to stay away from Google and I was trying to talk to real people. So I would literally just follow people like us and I would DM them and I would ask them the craziest questions, like the stuff that people do and ask me now. Yes. And so I was like, oh, there's like a need for this, because I felt like it helped me so much throughout my pregnancy to prepare mentally for what was coming. And I also felt like every time I would go to the doctor and have like an uncomfortable conversation, I felt like those happened a lot during twin pregnancy, where they're constantly telling you like statistics and, you know, like looking forward to this week, and you just need to now make it to this week. I felt like I would come out of those feeling really down, and I would literally just go on Instagram and look at babies cuddling, like the twins cuddling, and it would just make me feel so much better. And so I knew when I was pregnant, I was like, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to be this person for somebody else. So I did start like making a big effort on Instagram, because that was the platform I was comfortable with. And I just started like sharing stuff and talking about the journey and talking about the pregnancy and things like that. And then it didn't really take off, but I was getting a little bit of traction and I was connecting with a lot of people, but it wasn't like really taking off or becoming like an actual viable career choice.
Right.
But then I made a Father's Day post on TikTok. I made it and I honestly didn't use TikTok at all. I just used it because it was really good video editing compared to Instagram. And I was like, literally, I would make content on TikTok and they would force you to post it before you could save it. Do you remember that? And so I would make content on TikTok just to put it on Instagram because it had really good video editing. And then the video just went viral. And then that was it. It was like, I had like 50,000 followers and like the first, you know, after one post. And I was like, whoa, like I've been trying so hard on Instagram for so long. And then all of a sudden one fluke post.
That's true.
And then I just started taking it more seriously and trying to like make more of an effort. And I think just consistency and so it was a bit of like I wanted it, but it was also luck.
If that makes sense. No, that makes total sense. And I feel like I'll share mine later, but there's a lot of synergy there. And I just like love how you kind of led with wanting to connect with other twin parents.
Yeah, like it's like that was the original reason. Sure.
Right. And I feel like all of our kids are too, right? Mine's are a little bit older, but we were all in COVID. So it was like just another layer of like, what the hell is happening? And Morgan, I would love to know like more about your story and like seriously.
Yeah. So mine was complete fluke. Like what the heck is happening? This is weird. Who wants to watch my stuff? Okay, guys, let's do it. But it was basically the boys were like 4 months old and we were living in South Carolina and I was bored to tears. Like not even bored, because like you're not bored as a twin mom, you know, but I was so lonely. And we didn't live We didn't live near family. I didn't really have any friends because we were new to the area. And I was talking to Leah, actually, the sister that lives with me. And she was like, why don't you just start posting on TikTok for fun? Like, it'd be so fun. You could like make content and it would be fun. And I was like, Leah, only 15-year-olds who
right.
are on that app. Like, be for real. Like, I'm a grown girl. Like, come on. And she was like, no, like, seriously, just
like, post. I don't know how to dance.
Right. No, like, what is that? Like, Renegade? What? Like, no.
I'm expected to wiggle on camera, please. And so she's like, just post something. So a couple of weeks pass by and I'm like in my room and I have this baby wrap that someone gave to me. Mm. This long, like, I don't even know how long it is, 20 feet, I don't know. And my babies are crying, they're unhappy. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna figure out how to use this thing and I'm gonna record it because this is hilarious that I'm even trying. And I start like doing it. So I'm recording it. I literally on the TikTok app. I don't know if you guys film your stuff now, like outside the app and then edit, but I like pulled up the app and I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm bored. So I record this whole thing. I get them in the wrap and then I just upload it. Like, I don't even think I didn't even do any editing to it. I was like, yeah, this is so good.
I want to. I love that.
And I didn't think anything else about it. I went on with my day. Didn't think anything of it. I went to bed and the next morning I'm like doing our morning routine and Leah texts me and she's like, have you been on TikTok? And I was like, no, why? Like, why would I be on TikTok? And she was like, have you seen the video you posted yesterday? And I was like, no. And she was like, go get on TikTok. And I was like, why? And she's like, it's blowing up. And I was like, oh, like a couple hundred people have seen it. That's so So I get on there and it's in the millions and I've never posted on there before. Like, this is the first video I've ever made. Mm. And I have like 50,000 followers.
That was your first video?
First video I'd ever
Girl! Made.
First content creation. And I was like,
start.
Girl. So I had all these followers and I'm like reading the comments and they're like, I'm a twin mom too. Where'd you get this? Like, my twins are the same age as yours. Like, yeah. How old are you? We look like we're the same age and I have twins. And I'm like, what? Who are these people? Like, where are you coming from? You're clearly not 15-year-olds. Like,
you're like,
I was so excited. I was like, woohoo, look at all these people. And so I just started talking to people in the comments and like sharing experiences. And like I shared the where you could buy the wrap. And then like people were asking for a tutorial. And I was like, no, like, didn't y'all see? Like, I was learning how to do it. I don't know what I'm doing yet. So that's kind of what jump started everything. And then just a year I made TikToks and it was so much fun for me and it just started really picking up and I started vlogging as the boys got older because it just was like more natural for me. I could set up the tripod and kind of forget about it and like go on with my day and be super present still and then edit and make a voiceover later and I didn't feel like content was consuming my day, you know. So I started into vlogging because I was like, I can't keep up with like coming up with trends and ideas and stuff like that. Like, it's gonna take away from what I'm doing day to day. And so I kind of morphed into vlogging. And then from there, I started posting on YouTube, which like I thought would be a thing. And then that kind of took off. And that one surprised me even more because I was like, who are you guys? Like, hi, let's chat. And then Instagram, I slowly started posting on there.
Yeah.
And then here we are. It kind of just developed and was very unexpected. And something I'm very grateful for because I never even knew that like it would be an option for me to stay home with my babies and make money and like contribute.
Yes.
To no, and like
it's do the best.
Genuinely love.
Yes. Oh my very gosh.
The best.
That's amazing. I did not, cause I saw you, I think I found you through that video. I'm very familiar that with the so one. Funny. Yeah. Like, and I did not know that was like your first one. That is wild.
I don't even
think I've always been bummed that like your twins weren't older than mine. I'm like, man, I wish I found her earlier.
Same here. I'm like, dang, my girls are like older than everyone.
I'm like, I already went through this.
Yeah, right. That's so sweet, guys.
No,
actually, our boys are so close in age.
They are. When did the boys turn two? When did they turn two?
May 12th.
Oh. Yeah. When or June 13th.
Like, yeah.
Oh, like you guys are super close.
I didn't realize that.
You care. We would have the wildest play date of all time.
Oh my gosh. And the girls would just be like loving it. They'd be like, oh, we have two boyfriends. Got it.
Four.
Yeah, whatever. We'll do what we want.
Two each.
I love that. And it's so wild because like for me, for instance, it's funny that both of you all are like mentioning how TikTok, something on TikTok went boom. And it was like, okay, I'm going to maybe take this seriously. I feel like that's similar to my story as well. Like I was working for this big company leading like a recruitment team. And I was doing like content creation for fun because I was lonely in COVID and wanted to connect with other twin moms. And I was like, let me just focus on Instagram. I was like, TikTok, what? Same, similar to you. Like, let me just write this off. I was using it to edit all the different things. And then a video I made in like 2 minutes was like the girls kissing, like in their baby monitor or something like that. And it's like,
oh, I remember that.
Literally went to sleep, woke up, was like, what is happening? And it's just, it's wild. So like, I think it kind of all goes to show that it's like, yes, I think you have to have like that drive, right? You have to like have some sort of want and desire to be consistent and still show up for yourself every day. But at the same time, there is a little bit of like the spontaneity of things that happen on the internet you can't understand all the way, but you just roll with it and you roll with the momentum. Mm-hmm. And then like, hopefully it's positive and hopefully it's something that fills your cup in some way and you can keep on doing it. But I think it's so wild that like, I didn't know those about your stories. This is the first time I'm hearing it. So everyone listening, I'm like, wow, I didn't know that that's how you all, it was like one kind of video that sparked something like, okay, I guess I'm going to do this and figure out how to do this like long-term. And for me, like I was working and like my role was eliminated and the company head was like, I still want you to stay. We would put you in this other role. I was like, can I see that severance package just for shits and giggles? And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take this little lump and just bet on myself and see what happens. Like I had the
cushion,
you know what I mean? And I was like, deuces, I could spend more time with my kids. You know, it's like, peace. I was like, that's all she wrote. I love it. Morgan, you were just kind of saying this, and I love that you were talking about how you just put the video up. I think something that a lot of people were asking, like, how do you balance this? Like, how much time? How do you all even have time to do this? Like, as twin parents, we know, like, this call even is, like, wild. Like, to have three of us on the same call at the same time, like, uninterrupted. It is wild when you're being a mom and your work-life balance is... your life is kind of your work as well. Like content is your life and what you do. Morgan, I remember seeing a post that you made. I don't even know how long ago about how you intentionally like try not to, or maybe you don't ever like try and be on your phone when your boys are around. Like, yes, you film them because there's a camera up, but you're not like editing or commenting, like to be present on your phone. Like, I love that. I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to learn more. So you said a little bit about how you vlog and like, it doesn't feel consuming. Can you talk a little bit more about how you balance, like what rules you have in place, what that looks for like for you and how content creation doesn't feel all consuming for you on your day to day?
So a big thing that I focus on is I try to keep my content based on me and like what I'm doing and what I'm up to. And like, let them be kids, you know, they're playing, they're in their sand pile while I'm like cleaning the kitchen or like in the living room where Leah's playing. That's a big balancer for me. It's like when I film, I try to keep it on me, and obviously they're my world, right? So they're always with me and they're popping in and they're popping out. But I try to just set up my tripod and like have it follow me around, and they just like make a pop up appearances, you know? And as far as editing, man, that is so time consuming. Like,
y'all say it again, everybody listening, editing is, do y'all have a team, by the way? I got so many people asking, like, do you have a team? Who's your film?
I get asked that all the time. I'm like, what? There is not a single person helping me with this.
Yes. Okay. I was just making sure I wasn't the only one. No, you were our own editors, our own cameramen, our own actors. But anyways, yeah.
Concept editing. Creation, storyline, angles, editing,
everything. Lighting.
But yeah, that's all on us. Yeah, no, for real. I was just talking to my husband about this before he left. He's like on a workup right now. And I was telling Nathan that like, when you make a commercial for TV, there's literally a director, there's a videographer, there's hair and makeup department, there's an actor that only goes and like gets their hair and makeup done by someone else, performs their lines and heads out while someone else edits, gets the lighting ready, sets the scene, sets literally everything.
Someone wrote a script.
And it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Let's put that out there.
Right. Like, and obviously what we do
for a production like that.
Yeah. Because it's our house and like our home is our production and our lives. Like, but still like all of it has to come together and it's done by one person. And so like, I think a lot of the time people don't understand. They think being a content creator is just so easy and it just like happens and it's, you know, like effortless. And like, it's a fun thought.
Yes.
It is, but It's not.
I used to think that too.
I'm not going to sit here and say it's the hardest job in the world because it's not. No. But it is time consuming. Oh my goodness. After the boys go to bed, I spend at least 2 hours a night editing, uploading, responding to comments, responding to DMs, linking things, talking to my manager, responding to emails. And when they nap, I never rest in their nap time. Like their whole nap time is work time. So it's like,
and then,
it's also so like a lot of like sacrifice of your own personal time that you would use to relax to create instead. And like, it's a sacrifice that I love making because it's fun for me and I love this outlet, but it is like consistent. Like even on nights when you don't want to do it, day, like it turned into a job, and you know, unless you don't want it to be that, you have to be consistent. So the balance does get tricky, but once you get in the flow, I mean, it starts working.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm so seen right now by y'all. Like, I feel like you are, right. You get it. Cause it is, nobody understands the grind. I feel like your husbands do. Like my husband's like, I'm not seeing you grind like this. Even in your other job, it's like, no, it's you showing up for you. Like no one else, there's no manager saying you have to do this. Like you're your own boss. So it really comes from the grit that you have. And if you want to consistently do that, because I'd much rather nap. I'd much rather do whatever, like watch mindless TV, watch The Bachelor. I don't know, do something else. But I'm like, no, I got to do this. Yeah. Katie, where are you?
I completely agree. I think I do struggle more with the, like, I get a little bit frustrated with it sometimes because it has become all consuming, like in my life. And then, you know, you are trying to be present with your kids and you're very aware that this could become really bad if you don't create boundaries and things like that. But I find that I get a lot of anxiety if I haven't like done enough that day. Mm. Like, and sometimes there just isn't enough time and there just isn't enough space for you to do what you wanted to do. And then I'll like log in and like, see you guys even, or whoever, like not you guys specifically, but see other mom creators. And then I get really down on myself that I'm not like doing enough, or like, I'm not consistent enough, or I'm not making enough effort. And like that feeling really does overwhelm me. I would say that's the hardest part for me with the like balancing, is that like, I'm actually really good at balancing, but I get upset with myself for balancing. If that makes sense. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, well, like I know I needed to take a minute and like actually spend quality time with Harry tonight instead of being on my phone the whole evening trying to catch up. But then I get like anxious the next day that like I didn't do it. And like now it's not done and now I'm behind and everyone else is posting. And like I do feel like I'm on a machine that's moving way faster than I can move. And I feel like I'm constantly falling behind. Like, I feel like I can never catch it. And even though I'm having all these wins and I'm still reaching people and I'm still, you know, like growing and making a mark, I just feel like I do struggle with like the machine moving too fast and feeling like I'm not keeping up with the machine. And I do struggle with that a lot.
That resonates so much with me. Like I'm getting like goosebumps because I feel like it's sometimes social media in general, and this is like something we're going to talk about later, but let's just talk about it. Like, I think there's a lot of comparison, or comparison can be like the thief of joy, if you've ever heard that quote, where you do, like, I'm competitive by nature. So even if I do something great, it's like, I'm looking for that next thing. Like, I'm always thinking, I'm always creating. And so it's sometimes hard to shut that down. Mm-hmm. When I'm just like trying to be in the moment of what's happening. Like, we could be having a great family moment and I might be thinking, like, I hate to say this, I'm going to say it, but I'll think, should I be filming this? Is this, like, sometimes it gets to me and I'm like, wait, Lauren, shut, like, I can't, it's hard to shut it off. And it's something I struggle with and something I'm working through. Hard. Yeah. It's just, I think something that you really do have to be intentional. Go on.
I got like, cause I put the question out on my social media as well. Like,
you did?
What would you want to ask a mom content creator? And that question I got more than any other, like, do you struggle? Do you struggle to be present? Like, or are you constantly thinking of an angle? Are you constantly thinking, maybe I should be filming this? Are you constantly? And like, unfortunately, I would say, unless I make a true decision. Like if I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation.
Same.
And like, I'll same. Film a little bit, but to be honest, like, I don't really, I'm like, when I was at my parents' house for a month, I was like, I don't even care about yeah. filming. Like, I just want to hang out. I just, same. I don't want to do it. I just didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
And so I was filming a lot less and it was really nice.
Yeah.
But then like, you have to make a conscious decision. Cause for me, I am always thinking of the angle, the creative aspect, like, you know, and it is something that just kind of weaves its way into your brain. Like you just, you know, and yeah. then I'm like, and then I get like annoyed about that. Cause then I'm like, am I not being present? But when I reflect, I actually think like content creation has made me more present in yeah. a lot of ways, because I am like, I am like with them all the time. And like, I know that if I didn't have this job, I wouldn't be with them as much. And so I think there is a balance, but yeah. that question is the question I got more than anything. Like, do you feel like you're not present with your kids? And I think like, I can see how at times I'm not, but overall, like on an acute level, there's probably moments where I could be more present and I shouldn't maybe be thinking about this. But overall, like on a macro level, I'm way more present with my kids because of this opportunity.
Yeah.
Is my answer to that, I would say.
Yeah.
I think so. A big thing too with like balance for that is like kind of why I switched into vlogging versus like one-off viral videos of something hilarious yeah. or super unique. Because with vlogging, I can say, okay, in the morning, I'm going to vlog for 4 hours and two of it's going to be before the boys get up, or an hour of it, you know, and then yeah. the camera goes off and I edit when they're napping or I'm on it after bed. But like prior to getting into that rhythm, it was the cycle of that could have been a viral video.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Morgan, you just nailed it.
Yeah. Instead, I sat there. Heaven forbid, I just enjoy it. Like there was that guilt. And so I was like, okay, like this isn't going to work for me. Like I have to check. That yes. type of solution is not for me because that is going to steal my joy. And yes. so that's how I fell into with like consistent vlogging, because it's such a good balance. Like I decide what part of my day mm-hmm. is going to be up for the world to see and what part is going to be private with my family and off camera. And there's not a camera in sight, you know, mm. even like there's places in my house that like, I won't bring a camera because like there's absolutely nothing wrong with like filming your kid's bedtime routine. And for the longest time, I even did that. But at one point I was like, you know what? Like that is my connection time with my sons. Mm-hmm. And like, when I go upstairs, the camera's staying down if I'm filming an evening yeah. routine, because I'm reading the books, I'm giggling with them, we're playing, I'm tickling them, you know, we're doing the nighttime routine. And like,
there's it feels so much more intimate that the bedtime
yeah.
routine.
That yeah.
There's nothing wrong with filming that. But like,
yeah.
when it comes your life, like there has to be the yes. structure around what you're going to protect and what you're going to film. And for me, their room is just a private space that I don't want the camera in, and not yeah. because anything's wrong with that, but because little boundaries have to be placed or it becomes too much, you know, it's just overwhelming.
I love that. And I just think you nailed it on the head. Is like, it can look different for anyone, right? But like what your boundaries are, you have to stick to, and you have to be intentional about it. Cause if you don't, yeah. your default, just as moms, as twin moms, are overachievers, straight up. We just are. So I feel like if you don't set those parameters, you just are going to keep going. So the way that you're saying vlogging, it's so funny. I hate vlogging. I suck at it. I tried it. I'm like, this is just not me. So I'll just be like, but no, it's just not my thing. Like, you know what I mean? And so they'll do yeah. like funny, like throwback song videos. And I've realized like, there's like a whole audience of not even parents that follow me because of that. But I realized transitioning from relying on my kids has been helpful for me to continue. Because yeah. of yeah. that, like having yeah. something separate, like if you're going to be a mom content creator,
make great. It be evolved around you.
Exactly. Right. You can share your kids, but like if you yeah. evolve around your kids, I feel like that would be something I would give myself advice for.
Like that's just stressful too. Like,
yes. and like, because they're two.
So I did this birthday video.
And they're not content creators.
No, like, they're like, shut the F up, mom.
Go. No, literally, I did all these birthday decorations for their birthday and I yeah. recorded the setup and the video blew up. I think it had like 15 million views on TikTok.
Yeah.
And everyone was asking for a reaction, a video reaction of their faces yeah. and them. And, you know, I recorded one, but I couldn't bring myself to post it. Not because anything is wrong with that.
Yeah.
And like, it's a cute, sweet moment. But in my head, I'm like, oh, this is a boundary for me because I don't want them growing up thinking mom has the camera
every
on
one of their moments.
Yeah.
I want their birthdays and their moments to be for them and for our family.
Morgan, I love that.
So they're scripted and they're squared off, you know, like that's for me. That's for Nathan. Yeah. That's for our grandparents. Like that's for them to grow up and see, you know, like, and again, there's nothing wrong with recording their reaction and sharing it. It's just, I never want them to grow up feeling like I have to perform because mom has a camera out. I want them
to be kids.
Yeah. Like it just, there's so many boundaries you really do have to place or it becomes just overwhelming.
You're constantly faced with the moral aspect of it all. Mm-hmm. And like to pretend that you aren't is like, and I find that like now that it is my career and I've like, it is like.
Right. Because it wasn't when you first.
I've committed to this.
Yeah.
When you first start posting, you're like, oh, whatever. Like it's fun. It's this.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I have a partner, I have a family.
Yeah.
And now my way of helping support the family is relying on me performing on this platform. So you have to start once there is a monetary incentive, then your morals, you start do questioning your morals. Like, well, am I doing this for money? Am I showing this for money? Because then it changes how you look at it. Like, posting my kid's reaction like a year ago, I might not ever think twice about it. I might just think this is a cute moment.
Right.
All of a sudden money becomes a factor. And then you start questioning your motive. Like, am I sharing this because I want to share it? Or am I sharing it because I'm going to make money at some point?
Right.
Then you start questioning it and it feels different. Everything feels different once you're making money. For me, that's how it feels.
Yeah.
Everything is like way more, I think about everything way more. I'm way more self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
It's not just for fun. And actually when the twins were born, I actually had an Instagram account that was just for them.
Oh.
And as soon as I started gaining traction, I closed the account.
It.
Like I stopped using it because it felt so wrong. Like I was just like, at first it was for friends and family. Like, oh, like I don't want to spam my own profile too much, you know.
Yeah.
Here's this account. And then the first thing I post like on Instagram, it got like a ton of views and I was like, oh, wait a sec. I used it for a little while. And then I was just like, this feels wrong to me. Like, it's not wrong to do it. It just, for me, it felt like I don't want to like I'm the Bun Twins. Like, it just was like, I'm not the Bun Twins.
Yeah.
And like
they're babies.
It feels weird to me. And so I was like, I did make that effort. Like Morgan was saying, like, I had to make the boundary where it's like, okay, it's the content is about me and their characters in my life, like from a content perspective.
Yeah.
Obviously they're not characters in your life, but,
but
in the content aspect, it's like, you're the main character. It's what you're doing. You're sharing your journey as a mother, not sharing your children's journey. If that makes sense, there's a difference.
Yes.
And like, I definitely had a shift as well. Like, I definitely still share a lot about of the boys, but I try to share it from my perspective mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I did feel that shift when it started becoming more like, oh, this isn't my friends and family anymore. These are strangers.
First start posting, you post your kids because you're proud of them, not because you think you're going to make money.
Exactly.
But the second you make a paycheck, you're like, whoa.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Back and like it does make you evaluate everything and you're like, whoa, their childhood is not going to be like their precious birthday reactions are theirs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Finding that balance.
And that it's totally about, and I just think this conversation is so fruitful because it's like, these are decisions you should make as like we kind of figured it out like by like learning, but a lot of people choose not to like show their kids' faces at all. Like it's just, they'll blur them
interesting.
Out. You know what I mean? Like everyone, you have to figure out what, if you're going to take this step to making this a career, you really do have to figure out what your boundaries are. And some people might look at us because we show our kids' faces at all, like at something, you know what I mean? Like, but you have, at the end of the day, we're their mother first. And I will never do anything that I think will put my kid in jeopardy or unsafe. And like, that's what you got to decide for yourself and don't never sell your soul. Like stick with that boundary because the paychecks will come. You'll likely grow if like you're consistent and like just having that, like whatever you come back to, it's just,
you don't have to sell your soul.
Exactly. Like, don't do it. Like do not, they set an intention not to, because you definitely don't have to.
There's a million ways to make viral content.
There's such, it's so exactly. And it's always the most
like, I know, cause I've done it.
Like literally we're doing it right. And I'm just kidding. Well, I feel like I feel like this conversation is amazing. Like we could talk forever about so many different topics. We kind of like alluded to it because I think there's something about being a mom. There's a content creator share. You have your niche, you share whatever you're going to share. Being a mom content creator, like you're sharing your family potentially, you're sharing yourself. Normally when you say mom content creator, it's about little kids or like when you're pregnant, because at some point, like I have my 13-year-old, like I can give you tips on like teenager stuff, but I'm probably not going to get a bunch of women like how, you know, it's all about like that early stages. So it's in a different, like you're almost in your most vulnerable like part of your life. Like I was going through some postpartum depression, anxiety. I didn't even know I was going through it at the time, but then I'm also sharing. And then if you share, you're opening yourself up to judgment, period. That is part of content creation. So like understanding that and like opening your family potentially up to judgment, like how do you deal with that? What is like the biggest challenge do you feel like we face as twin mom content creators? And Katie, I want to go to you because I heard a podcast that you did on Twiniversity. And I think your quote like the internet is like a bunch of mother-in-laws or something. So like, I feel like that resonated.
A bunch of judgmental mother-in-laws.
Yes, exactly. It just resonates. So I would love to go and get your take on the challenging parts of content creation as a mom.
Okay. So this is something I actually am pretty good with it. Like with the judgment aspect of it, I'm a thicker skin kind of human. There's like certain things that do get to me and if I have time that day, like I'll address it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I try not to like majority of the time. Like I just realize, you know, I kind of signed up for it. I'm putting something out there, whether it's my opinion or the way that I do something or whatever. And I understand that like people aren't always going to agree with it. And I actually kind of am welcome to the conversation most times. And to be honest, the meaner the comment, the usually less it bothers me.
Yeah.
I think it's when people seem like actually like hinged about it that I'm like, oh, that kind of offends me. But there's so much judgment and it really is like what it is. It's like you are you're like, you have like millions of just like judgmental mother-in-laws, just like waiting for you to do something that like they don't like. And it is kind of frustrating at times. I would say my overall take on it is don't like let it get to you, because there's way more positive than negative always. Yes. I definitely feed off of the positive. And so like, I have to make the choice. Like if I'm going to like open to the positive, then I have to be open to the idea that not everyone is going to be like my fan, you know, or like constantly agreeing with everything I say. That's not reality. There's like a few like things that are off limits for me that do bother me a lot. And it is when my family members kind of like, you can judge me all day, but don't like say anything about my kids.
Ooh,
like,
girl. Yes.
Don't talk about my husband either. No. Like, I don't like that.
Don't come for Harry. Do not come for Harry in the internet.
I will. Yes. You're only allowed to say nice things about Harry. But because they, in a way, Harry has signed on for this. Yeah. Like, he's totally game. Like, I've never posted anything that he was uncomfortable with. Like, he secretly loves being famous. Loves it. And, like, we walk around the streets and everyone recognizes him. Nobody says anything to me, but everyone recognizes Harry. Everyone. Oh, my God, you're that twin dad on TikTok. Like, everyone. Yes. And he loves the attention, like, secretly. Hilarious. He's actually quite a shy person. Like he's very shy. Like he would never post something like that of himself, but like, he also like likes it.
Like, he likes it. I love that. That like makes it even better. I'm excited.
But in a way it does. I do get like protective of that. Like, I'm just like, don't say anything. I don't like that. People constantly say that he cheats on me. That bothers me. I'm like, why are you saying that? Just because he's good looking? Like, he cheats on me. That means that like, you know, that kind of bothers me. Cause then it's talking about his integrity as a human. And like, and then I'm like, oh, like he didn't sign up for that. And so that bothers me.
Yeah.
But then obviously the stuff with the kids, I'm like, man, the amount of times you'll just get people just giving your child autism diagnoses on like social media is wild.
Not only autism.
Yeah.
So not crazy. Only autism, like, on mute.
Every single
when do you hear my kids talk? All of my videos are muted.
Yo, I didn't even know. Oh my gosh, I love you guys. Seriously, I thought, okay.
People will say that. And that's that. And I'm like, don't talk. I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking? Like, don't talk about my children like that. Like, come on. Like, you're not going to make, you're diagnosing my child from a 2-second video. Like, what?
Oh,
people will just like come for like like, I don't know. And I know that, again, I opened myself up for it, and so I shouldn't take it, but those are like my boundaries. Yeah. The other major boundary, and I talked a lot about this on the Twiniversity podcast,
yeah,
was I have this like need to be honest with twin moms. Like, I am not going to lie to you. I don't care if I didn't follow the rules exactly. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you you should do this, but I'm not going to lie to you about what I did. And I find that like social media has created this like really skewed view of the world, because people are so terrified to tell the truth about yeah. what they actually believe and feel and actually experienced.
Yeah.
And so like this, the twin sleep thing, like I've been absolutely dragged for this over and over and over. I'm sure Morgan, I'm sure you have too.
Yeah, my like, twin cause I chose really in the it. Hospital, my nurse put them together. Yeah. In the
me too. Hi. Same.
Said, what we're doing. They need each other.
And oh
and,
my gosh.
And if you have ever been a twin mother, and you've seen, and my kids were in incubators for 3 days separate. And then the minute that they put them in the same crib together, I literally physically saw their bodies relax. Like
yeah.
they like took a deep breath and they just literally just like touched faces. And it just, I was like probably the one of the most beautiful moments I've ever experienced in my life. It was probably better than birthing them, seeing that.
Yeah.
Like seeing aww. Them be brought back together.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget the way it affected me. Like the way that I saw, I knew immediately. I'm like, I am going to figure this out. Like, and I'm going to do it safely. And I'm going to do it like with all these barriers and like try to understand. And so I had like, you know, NICU nurses, midwives, I had home visitors come into my home and like approve the sleeping situation. Like I made such an effort to know that they were safe, but I was also facilitating them being together. And so I don't like, I get really upset when people will go hard on me. Like you're the blood of children. Like there's the blood of children has been spilled because of people like you promoting this. Like
what the fuck? Like it's
and
wild.
That, like, well, and I'm like, I know it's unhinged, but it hurts me when people understand. Say that.
Yeah.
We don't understand.
Yeah.
It just, people will go hard on your parenting and they just assume that you don't like, it's just wild. They'll take 2 seconds of your life. And what you like, I totally.
Like, okay, judge me because my kids use soothers. Like, I don't
right,
care.
I don't
like,
care.
You can judge me for that. Don't tell me that people are going to die because of this. Like
that
wild. For me is too far. I'm like, oh my God. Like
that's,
I am not
that was a real comment.
Harm.
That's wild.
Oh my God. So many, there was worse. Like people literally saying like, you know, I'm lucky for you. Your one of your sons didn't have to live with knowing he killed his brother. Like people literally say crazy, unhinged, horrible, horrible things. And you try to like protect
what
your
the?
Heart from
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But like, it does like, and then I'm like, no, I have to tell the truth because I needed someone to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Like I needed twin moms to tell me, because here I am in the hospital, like, and the midwives are like, oh my God, no, they need to be together. And I was yeah. just like, oh, thank you. Like, thank you for telling me this is okay. Cause my instincts are telling me this. And then, you know, there's all this noise. And so I'm like, no, I have to tell the truth about this. Like, I can't let them like, you know, make me hide it and feel ashamed.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, but then there's, it's all this balance and like,
yeah.
yeah. And I'm sure like more, you guys got yeah. that same stuff happen
like,
to you.
Yeah. Morgan had like, does that resonate? Cause I feel like, yeah, you're naming it completely on that. Like Katie, like it's the, just everyone has an opinion. All right. Everyone's gonna have an opinion. They might come for you, which I'm like, all right, do it, do your damage, whatever. I signed up for this. Coming yeah. for your husband is another thing. Coming for the kids, coming from you. Like they think that you want to cause harm for your kids. It's just noise. And it's
yeah,
like,
it's too far.
And then like, there's always that comment that can take it too far. It's like, and the challenges of that is just, you have to have like, know your truth, be able to speak it and like drown that shit out, because there's always going to be opinions. Everyone has one. Mm-hmm. but like, that just like, that is super challenging. I feel like that's one of the biggest things that I think about. Like Morgan, have you like, what's okay. So was that the worst comment you ever got, Katie, what you just described? Like,
yeah, the worst, the ones that made me feel really yucky were the, you know, when people insinuate that I'm perpetuating like something that's gonna
yeah
harm babies. Like that really hurts.
Psychopaths.
Like I'm like, that's not what I'm trying to do here. And like I understand that like maybe I should be really careful when I do discuss these topics, and I should be, because you have 60 seconds to get your point across, right?
Right.
Like you know, I could elaborate all day long about all the safety measures we took. And like, maybe I made a mistake by not like being really in depth with the information, but I just think like the intention is clearly not like, I hate when people try to make it seem like I'm doing something that would harm my own children or anyone else's. That's like my big, like, those are the ones that make me just say, forget all of this. Like,
yes.
That bothers me. I don't like that.
I completely agree. Morgan, were you going to say anything? Yeah. Like, what's the worst comment you've gotten to? Like, I know that was part of like the thing we're going to do, but we might as well get into it.
Well, I have a lot of respect for you, Katie, because yeah. I tend to steer away from like the real, just because people will eat you alive. And for me, it's not worth the peace.
Yeah.
Like, social media is so fun until it's not. And there's some things that are just unfortunately not worth my peace. And my twins slept together too. They always shared a crib. They always shared a bed. And I have so many cute pictures and videos, but because I'm unwilling to trash my peace, I can't share it's that. Hard. Not because I think I did anything wrong. Like, the nurses literally put them in the bassinet and gave them to me.
Yeah.
But it's a balance of protecting my peace and what's worth it. And some things I'm not willing to go there.
I love that you have that, like, that's huge.
I feel like you're so wise. Aware.
Yeah.
Aware of how it could affect your life negatively. Yeah. Like,
if it's
and create the boundary. I'm really not great with that.
I didn't have time for that. I want it to be fun and fluffy.
Yes.
And that's the thing about my content. It's like, I really generally don't get a lot of hate. Like, my content stays very upbeat and like,
I was going to ask that
full comment section. I will almost just always like, it happens every great once in a while, there will be a wild comment section. And this actually happened to me recently when I was making my son's birthday cake for their second birthday. I got eaten alive on the internet, like eaten alive. The worst I've ever been bullied
over
my 2-year-old birthday. So there,
why?
You couldn't even see faces in the video. You couldn't even see them. All you saw was their hand, like scraping icing off the cake. And I literally don't care. Like, it's a pile of flour and sugar, and it was for them. So we were all laughing and like having a good time. We're all licking the cake, and like they're coming up and grabbing handfuls of it, and I'm just fixing it because I'm like, if this isn't toddler mom life, like I tried to.
Hilarious.
It was my bad for saying this is your cake. Like, they came downstairs and they were like. And I was like, this is your cake. And they were like, of course it is. And like, we're grabbing fistfuls of it.
Okay, cool.
And like, I just didn't shut it down. And like, I wasn't really hard on them. And like, I just didn't care. It was for them. It wasn't for anyone else. Like, instead of like making a big deal about it and like reprimanding them, we all just laughed about it. And we were like, this is your birthday cake. Like,
let them eat cake. Like, whatever. It's like a thing.
I didn't think it was a
big deal. I'm also like, I'm pretty like aware that there's also something where like, on a first birthday, you literally have a cake that they smash.
Yeah.
So
like, looks like a thing.
Why are we upset about that?
Yeah.
They were essentially smashing the cake. And again, they are too, as of like 12 hours ago. So I make this video and I'm not going to like cut out the parts of them eating the cake. Cause like that happened and I kept working on it. Like, I totally could have just excluded that and like had a perfect little cake video and nothing went wrong. And wow, it was so easy for me. No, it wasn't. I had to keep fixing it. But anyways, I post this video and it starts blowing up. And like for the first like 2 hours, it's fine. All the comments are silly. And they're like,
That's how it always goes.
And there's that one.
My people, like gentle moms, loving their kids, letting them be kids, love it. And like, and I'll also say this, if the cake was for someone else or someone else was going to be eating it, they would not have been doing that. Right. Like, that's pretty clear.
Right. But yeah.
Then it blows up on the wrong side of Instagram, mainly. Instagram went really wrong.
Always that wrong side. The algorithm was not algorithming right.
You guys, these comments were so vile. Like, I don't even want to say it. And it was pointed in the direction of my sons. And like, there were the ones like, you're a horrible mother. How could you like let your children be so barbaric and wild?
Wow.
And they were attacking me. And I was like, you know what? Like, I know that's not true in my head. And like, I love my boys more than anything. So like, that's not getting to me. But when they went after my babies and they were like saying things about my babies for literally enjoying their birthday cake.
Like, what? Katie, wait, hold on. Katie, are you okay? Okay. Okay. I'm crying. Okay. Wait, are you joking or good?
Good. Do you have some water?
Okay. Okay.
So I turned off the comment section because it was so horrible. And these people.
For cake? That's wild.
For cake. Like, you would have thought they took that cake and smeared it in my hair. Like,
even if they did. Like, I can't imagine it. Like, what?
That's what my kids would do.
Flour and sugar, right? Like, are we serious?
So, oh my gosh.
Comments, right? Because they're so bad. They start DMing me. They start commenting on videos. Hundreds. I'm talking hundreds of comments and DMs.
Yo, people got way too much time.
Like, I'm getting so bullied for making my son's a birthday cake that, like,
people are triggered by that cake. Wow.
They might have been gluten free. Maybe they were gluten free.
Like, the comments of, like, beating them start happening. And they're like, you need to beat them, kids. Like, they were so bad, you guys.
Yo, people. Like,
it's ridiculous.
I can't.
And, like, that's really the first time, like, hate has gotten to me on the internet, because that video, I think it did like 6 or 7 million on Instagram, and it was like all in the millions of like the wrong part
people
of the world.
Yes.
And it was so bad. It was so bad. I literally, like, I didn't even know what to think. I was like, this is literally over cake.
Yeah.
This is over cake. Are people okay?
No. That's the thing. I realize, like we have to have, like, we all have different consensus of what we do with trolls, because we all have them. But, like, that's the thing. People are not okay. And you have to understand that whatever you post, there might. I was surprised, Morgan, because I was going to ask you, like, I feel like, how can you hate on Morgan's video? She's literally just going about her life. Like,
you're like not divisive. Not controversial at all.
Like,
I don't find your content controversial at all. I find it so soothing and calm. And like, I really have a lot of respect for you. Like, I think you do keep it so classy and so just, I don't know. You do have a really good way of being entertaining, but not ever like going into that controversial space, which I know is by choice, because it's really hard being a mom content creator and not being controversial. It's really hard.
Yeah.
So I think you do a good job of that. Like, I've always like respected that a lot.
And I feel like the fact that she got hundreds of comments and mean things, like, it's like no one is exempt, right? Like, it's like, if
that's what I'm saying,
like, getting the hate, then like, you literally, every person listening to this, you will get hate because Morgan does. Hello. Over freaking cake.
When I think about it now, I just like crack up laughing, like, this is cake.
This is cake.
Like, people just like want, like, I've also just learned that. Like, there's like a formula now. I say to Harry all the time, I'm like, as soon as a post hits a million views, the negativity starts pouring in. Like, it's like, as soon as they don't think you're a real person, as soon as there's so many views and likes and comments that all of a sudden you're not a human anymore, you're a piece of content only. Yeah. It's like, there's like a formula to it. Like, I find that as soon as it hits a certain amount, like, then all of a sudden they don't think you're a person and you're going to read that. One misconception I will say that I would think what people would be interested to know is that we don't see all of it. Like,
no.
We see all of it. Like, we see it. We see the DMs.
Yes.
Like, we see the comments. We might not see every single one, but we see a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a misconception, is that like, there's just so much that we just don't see it. We see a lot of it. I would say most of it.
100%.
So that's a misconception, like, for sure.
After the first couple of hours, I dip out of the comment section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I respond to my followers, to people who are engaged in my content. Like, I want to talk to you guys. I always want to talk to you guys. After a couple hours, like, for my own well-being, I just in case I read something that might disrupt my peace, I dip out.
Yeah. And that is it for today's episode of That's the Mama Podcast. But before we bounce, I'm going to leave y'all with two requests. The first is, if you are enjoying this podcast, please follow along and leave us a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever your preferred platform is. These ratings do a lot for our engagement, but also gives us the inspiration, the push to keep on showing up for you all week after week with some great content that we are sure you're going to enjoy. And secondly, follow us on our socials. You can find me at That Twin Mama Podcast on Instagram and at That Twin Mama on YouTube. On Instagram, you'll see a lot of short form versions of these videos, but a lot of content that relates to the subject matter week after week that I am sure you're going to love. So until then, again, thank you for showing up. Thank you for all your support. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Peace, y'all.